listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to talk about this global coup d'etat, the Great Reset, and what is happening through the management and the creation of debt in the United States and across the world. This is a very important program because unless you understand the larger game plan, the overall umbrella over which these nationalistic things are happening, you'll be in the dark. So let's get into it. And by the way, you can go to paulmcguire.us for a link if you choose to send this program to somebody that needs to hear it. So what is happening? Well, we have the globalist elite, the people who own all the money and who have all the power. It's not mythological. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. The documentation is now everywhere. A year or two ago, people would have been very hesitant to bring this subject up. Now they're not. So this COVID crisis gave very powerful people an opportunity to use the COVID crisis for an entire range of manipulations and maneuvers. And so these very powerful, wealthy people, the wealthiest people, the richest people on planet Earth, approximately 12 super rich capitalist international banking families. And maybe in that mix, there may be one or two super rich international banking family individuals. But the bottom line is we're only talking about 12 families. So just 12 families. It's so important to understand this. You'll never hear it in an economics class. You'll never hear it in the mainstream media. And if anybody dares to bring it up, they will be attacked for being, you know, a conspiracy theorist. Well, I'm not interested, basically, whether or not I'm being attacked. I'm interested in communicating the truth. So we have just 12 families that own the wealth of the world. And these are the international banking families. They represent less than 1% of the global population. So we have less than 1% of the global population, the super rich, and they own 99% of the world's wealth, money, and assets. So, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. If just 1% of the population of planet Earth owns and controls 99% of the wealth and resources, you have the consolidation of enormous power in the hands of very few people. And that means you, by default, stop having free nations like America and any other free nation. A free nation is, to varying degrees, a nation in which the people, at least theoretically, get to elect their own government. Theoretically, they get to vote yes on certain laws or no on certain laws, et cetera, et cetera. America is one of the last few nations on Earth that even has a minimal amount of power still left in the hands of we the people. The European Union doesn't have it. The United Nations, the United Nations and the European Union, they're both totalitarian global governments. I mean, you can say anything you want to say, but when push comes to shove, they function like totalitarian globalist governments. Now, let's explain what's happening with the money and what's happening in the United States. So let's go back to March 11th, 2020. By the way, one of my sources for today's program is Global Research. So March 11th, 2020, there was the simultaneous, all at once, closing down of the national economies of 190 member states of the UN. Now think about that. All at once, boom, March 11th, 2020, all at the same time, there was a simultaneous closing down of the national economies of 190 member states of the United Nations. Now, that alone is diabolical and unprecedented. Why? Because it did not negatively impact the super rich, the trillionaires, the billionaires. It did not negatively impact the 1% of the global population that owns and controls 99% of the wealth. It didn't touch them. They're insulated. They're protected. So the people that were hurt the most, which did not surprise me for a moment, the minute I watched, you know, the whole coronavirus thing take off, and this is an interesting, it took off relatively quickly after these ridiculous riots and demonstrations and the smashing of store windows and so forth and so on. All these pretentious Marxist revolutionary, communist, socialist revolutionary movements are taking to the streets, toppling statues, and, you know, chanting Marxist communist slogans that have never worked anywhere at any time on planet Earth. It's just a bunch of hot air. Okay, so who got hit the hardest with this global adjustment, which is part of the global reset? Who got hit? Well, you already know the answer to that question. You could have predicted it too. Since it wasn't the super billionaires and the super rich, the people that got hit the hardest were the hardworking class and the hardworking middle class. The people who worked their tails off, paid the majority of taxes, and the people who you know, have slaved their entire lives, and may, you know, maybe their father or mother passed down the family business to them, which is a big deal. I mean, it's nothing compared to family business of Bill Gates, but it's a big deal, you know, for the working class and the middle class to be the recipients of the family business, because that's the only way, by the way, that you can actually increase your wealth and your assets and your financial power. The globalist elite have been playing the same game plan, slightly different ways, for the past 60 years. And I've been tracking it for decades and decades, because in addition to being a Bible teacher and a professor of eschatology, which means Bible prophecy, I analyze current events, economic events, in depth. I used to do that because I appeared regularly on the Fox News Network and would debate with the biggest economic publishers of the biggest economic newspapers and magazines, like the Wall Street Journal. I would debate, you know, the head chief editor, who was a female at the time. And so I had to know my facts. And because economics was not my first area of specialty, you know, I had to work 10 times harder than the other guests because they were all in the economic analysis field for years, sometimes decades. I wasn't. So they had, theoretically, they had an advantage over me when we would debate. But I have won all the debates. Basically, they lost all the debates for one reason. I knew that I didn't have the name power and the prestige power of being a known quantity in economic debates. I knew I was going to have to memorize and study the data and the facts and the statistics much, much harder than they would. So, you know, this goes back to the days when Fox, I would appear on CNN too a lot, but this was goes back to the days when they were relatively fair. And so it happened quite often. There would be like five people on at the same time. Don't ask me why they would be five people, but that was their choice. So if you were watching Fox News on one of the shows that I was debating on, you would see the television screen carved into five individual separate squares with a different radio talk show host or economic expert. Their face would be in the center of one of those boxes. So I knew these guys, you know, they had a reputation and stuff. So the only way I could defeat them in the debate is I had to work my tail off, stay up all night, memorize the data and the statistics. So, you know, I learned that nobody's polite on these debate shows. If you're waiting for a polite invitation to talk, you might as well go out and, you know, purchase a grave site on time payments early, because it's going to take a lifetime. You'll never be called. So I would fire away strategically in my debates the data, the facts, the documentation to prove whatever, you know, I was trying to prove. And that, you know, people are like super egomaniacs on a lot of these shows. And if they feel that publicly on national television, you're looking better than they are, they don't like you. And so they go after you or they'll gang up on you. Well, I already knew that. So you just go at it. And you'd see the television screen and you'd see five people in this frenzied verbal battle over a particular topic. And I would be in one of those boxes, except what usually happened is you'd see me, Paul McGuire, in one of the boxes, and I would be looking up, engaged in a live televised debate with people in four other boxes all at the same time. So what it came down to, it was me against four other people who were comfortably positioned camera-wise in four different boxes. It was fun. It was entertaining. You know why it was fun and entertaining? Because I couldn't walk around with my nose stuck to the ceiling because I knew they had the pedigree that I didn't have in terms of economics. I mean, for crying out loud, my dual major at the University of Missouri was filmmaking and altered states of consciousness in the field of psychology. So I had to work very hard to memorize the data and the facts, and I did. But I have kept that habit up to the present day because when I write books on Bible prophecy, there's always a significant percentage of anything I write or speak on regarding Bible prophecy. I need to have the data, the facts, the documentation on what's really happening economically, what's really happening with Mark of the Beast technology, and so on and so forth. Okay, so March 11th, 2020, as predicted, and I said it on the air, the middle class and the working class and the small business owners got clobbered. Many of them were forced to sell their businesses, their family businesses. Many were forced to declare bankruptcy. Many were forced to go out of business. And they got hit very, very hard. And it was done intentionally by the big financial institutions and the big banks. They did it on purpose. Why? Why? Because they wanted the Walmarts and the giant retailers, you know, that are pulling in hundreds of millions and billions of dollars a year. They actually covertly wanted to tank the small, middle class, and working class business owner. They wanted to tank those people on purpose so that the Walmarts of the world would have less competition. And with less competition, the big retailers, their profits would skyrocket. So I had seen this paradigm played out on a cyclical basis a number of times in my life, and I've always written about it and spoken about it in my Bible prophecy books, like The Day the Dollar Died. And I noticed, and I don't have time to thoroughly analyze it for you, but you're not going to get an analysis or even a mention of it on some of these cable news networks. So what happens is Walmart comes to town. I'm going back to the early days of Walmart and many other retailers like Walmart, not just Walmart, but many other retailers. And these are giant retailers, you know, like Sears and people like that. And they all have relationships with China. And so they get to buy their products and their services really cheap because they're buying them direct from communist China. So they can sell to any particular small town America, medium town America, a city in America, a neighborhood in America. All the big retailers can sell their products far cheaper to Americans because they're buying them directly from China and nations like that utilize slave labor. So what that means is that all the local small retailers, all the local small family-owned businesses, whether it's a jewelry shop or an automobile shop or a clothing store, an electronics store, groceries, garden type stores. There's so many businesses that were there's so many small businesses that were owned by local working class and middle class families. Now, this is very important and vital to our economy because it is one of the few ways, one of the few avenues by which the hardworking class and the hardworking middle class can get out of being a slave. And it's one of the few ways that the working class and the middle class can make some big bucks and pay themselves really nice wages, hire people locally, hire their family members, and then hopefully, when the day is done, pass on the family business to their children and grandchildren, which gives them the opportunity not to toss their children out in the world like slaves, but release their children into a job market with assets, money, resources, and businesses that you own. So you go across the United States and you see, well, it's the equivalent of a tsunami. You see this wave of bankruptcies and selling your businesses happening. Why? Well, we already said why. Because local American business owners are buying everything from China. Now, what happens is they no longer hire local people. They no longer can compete with the big retailers because they're paying, you know, 5 times, 10 times more than the big retailers are paying for their products and services. And then, so what happens is small town America, Main Street America, closes down in town after town after town after town after town all across America. Main Street America vaporizes in town after town. Main Street America goes bankrupt. The businesses disappear in town after town after town. And so locally owned businesses, locally generated wealth, family-owned businesses, the opportunity to make wealth, not just be like a slave, is now erased out of the American economy. Because how this game, and it's a vicious game played by the globalist elite, how this game is played is that these family-owned businesses, the father, the mother, they slaved, you know, 30 years to build a business. Maybe it's a restaurant. So they go out of business. They go bankrupt. And then the next thing you know, Main Street starts to close down. All those family-owned businesses go out of business. They start to close down. They start to fire people. And the locally owned businesses, they can't afford to pay their bills. And then they definitely can't afford to compete with the Walmarts and the Sears of this world, these giant globalist corporations. So like a tsunami, all these small businesses close across America. And with those small businesses closing, the opportunity for the working class and middle class to generate big bucks dissolves, and Main Street America dissolves. And now the big retailers, anything you could want to buy is all in the giant physical structures of the big box retailers. So Walmart and these other giant corporations go into the business of selling absolutely everything that a small business owner who owned his own business would sell in local towns across America. And so you see the collapse of the small town economy and small town wealth generation. And so when these people, the sons and daughters of the small business owners themselves, they now are desperate because they don't even own their own businesses. They went belly up. And so they go to try to get hired by the big retailers that have their personnel offices, you know, in remote cities like Arkansas and places like that. And they discover, like, very quickly that maybe these big retailers will hire them. But these big retailers are only going to pay them minimum wage wages. So they're going to be hired as cheap laborers. They're not going to make any money. They can't feed a family. They can't buy a house on big box retailer wages. And so there's, you know, welfare, the whole thing, crime, meth addiction. I mean, the society collapses, which it is now. Now, COVID expressed this economic dynamic on steroids. The COVID epidemic was a wrecking ball to the small business owner, to the working class, to the hardworking middle class. COVID was a wrecking ball. And so you saw the demise. See, it used to be you could achieve the American dream. It used to be if you went to a great college or university and studied the right subject, doors would fly open for you and you could make good money. But that avenue is not for everybody. There's a lot of people that, you know, they're more interested in owning their own business in an area that they're somewhat interested in, like being an outstanding auto mechanic, contractor, you know, jobs in those sectors. And so it used to be you could either get educated in a good college or university, and you could make money being hired by a higher level job by these giant corporations. Or you could start your own business, and if you worked hard and owned your own business and paid off the debt on your business, then you could make healthy money, sizable money, owning your own business. Nobody's saying you can't get a raise. If you generate the profits, you give yourself a raise. That's how you get your hands on the American dream. But getting your hands on the American dream has now become harder and harder and harder and harder. And it has all been done intentionally. The globalist elite, the multinational corporations, have rigged the global job market in such a way that people can't get their hands on the American dream unless they're fortunate enough to still be able to own their own family business and keep the monies from it. The COVID epidemic wiped that possibility out. You have lots of people who own their own business, but they're going bankrupt. they're pulling on their savings. They're not generating any substantial income. And so we have a negative economic shockwave moving across the nation, which, by the way, could very easily and very quickly, this problem could have been solved quickly and easily. And this is how you solve the problem. If you had even the most minimal knowledge of economics, you know that one of the basic principles of economics is you have to produce or buy your product or service at a far cheaper price than what you sell it for. That's your profit margin. Okay, so you have that dynamic, but now the big banking financial structures have done away with this opportunity for Americans to own their own small businesses and give themselves raises, etc. It's no longer, I shouldn't say it's no longer an avenue, but it's harder and harder. You go to California, I mean, the restaurant business and bars, you know, I'm talking about like family-type bars where people have pizzas and watch sports games and stuff. These businesses, haircutting salons, and I could go on and on. The owners were local business owners. They were forced to sell these businesses, fire their employees. This is not a good thing. And this would never, I'm not trying to make a partisan political statement, but the reality is Donald Trump was a businessman. He knew and understood business, how to make a profit. And when he went in office as president, he drew heavily upon his vast knowledge of how to make money, how to run a business. And so he treated America like a business, and Trump turned America almost overnight into a highly, highly profitable business. And the spill-off from that is the average American, despite what you're being lied to about on television, the average American is making more money than they ever have before in less than a year. More Americans are employed. More Americans are making good money, higher paying jobs than ever before in the history of America. Why? Because Trump is running his business of running the businesses of America on sound, monetary, proven, capitalistic rules. There's rules to making money. You violate the rules, you go bankrupt. So now we have our economy being run by Marxists, socialists, and communists who don't have the most remote clue about how to make a profit, how to start a business, how to stay in business, how to make money and create more wealth. I mean, you think the obvious would dawn on these politicians that if the people that are voting for them and putting them in office are making big profits and the economy's doing well, guess what? The government, the bureaucrats, should be thrilled because that means that the people that are paying taxes are going to be paying far, far higher taxes because they're making far, far more money and profit than they ever have before. But man, you cram America, you pack it with socialists and Marxists and communists, and we're in a economic freefall. Where this is my estimation, that the dollar currently has lost its purchasing power. The purchasing power of the dollar has declined somewhere between 35% and 40%. That's conservative. Now, it could very easily edge into the value of the dollar has declined 50%. That would mean that the dollar is currently worth half of what it was 2 years ago. But even if it's just worth 35% less than 2 years ago, it takes a wrecking ball to your life. Why? Because whatever you had saved for retirement is worthless. You can't live on a retirement or a pension fund or savings where the value of every dollar you put away is worth 35% less. That's an economic suicide mission. And the big banks and the international financial institutions, they all know this is going on. They're in on it. And why are they in on it? They're in on it because they can artificially inflate the sales price and artificially inflate the value of your home or condo or whatever. So you mystically think you're wealthier, but you're really not. And if your dollar is worth 35% less, what does milk cost you? What is gasoline costing you? I saw a sign for gasoline yesterday. I think it was $77 a gallon. Well, I guess you're going to be driving your bicycle to work because that's outrageous. Okay, so part of the global reset is to use a strategy of economic shock treatment, which they did in 2020. So the plan for the developing and impoverished nations, where poverty, famine, and despair prevail, the massive closure or shutdown of giant national economies has led to a spiraling global debt. That includes America, by the way. America has a spiraling global debt. So now, increasingly, national governments are controlled by the creditors. That's the bankers, the investment companies, and the financial companies. And what does the Bible tell us about what happens when we, as individuals, or our governments, are controlled by the creditors? What's the biblical law? Well, you know the answer to that. The Bible says that the person who borrows becomes the slave to the lender. Or you could put it this way, governments or individuals that are controlled by the creditors, and that's the same thing as being under the control of the people that are loaning you money. They own you. Okay, so you have a spiraling global debt, and you are you're getting into debt as nations and states to finance the social safety nets, like pensions, like Social Security, just like survival money. Finance the social safety nets, corporate bailouts, and handouts. And notice, of all the jobs that are being artificially created, a huge percentage of the jobs and the companies that are being artificially created by the government, notice that they're all government jobs. That's not a healthy economy, because government jobs exist to the degree that a government is willing to pay for them. What measures real economic growth, real increase in personal wealth, is when a privately owned business, a small business, you start to make more and more money, more and more profit. That's a realistic measurement of financial winning, financial gain. That's the sign of a healthy economy. So, let's get down here and look at some more data. Okay. In 1973, the nation of Chile had a financial reset. And let's look at some of the reasons why. You saw the same thing happen in Nazi Germany. The CIA and Henry Kissinger launched a coup d'etat in Chile. And then the price of bread increased from 11 to 40 escudos. I guess I'm pronouncing it right. Whatever the value of an escudo is, if the price of bread increased from 11 to 40, that means the price of bread has skyrocketed in cost, which means your people are starving and going bankrupt. That's what happened in Nazi Germany. The German people had to show up at a store to buy a loaf of bread, and they had to take a wheelbarrow with them that was stacked high with German marks, which is the equivalent of a German $1 bill. So just to get a loaf of bread, that doesn't last very long, you had to go to the store with a wheelbarrow jammed, filled with German marks or German dollars. People were starving in the streets. Same thing happened in Argentina. And the globalists, like Rockefeller, were all involved in that. Now, let's go into the future. Well, now it's the past. The March 2020 lockdown. So, on March 11th, 2020, we now enter a new phase in the global reset. It's called macroeconomic destabilization. Let me tell you something that I learned about economics very, very, very quickly. Economists, like medical doctors and lawyers, part of the way they bamboozle you is that they use highly complicated overly obscure language to hide the nitty-gritty fact that they're basically ripping you off. They're basically stealing from you. But they use these tremendously overcomplicated and confusing language and words. Okay? So on March 11th, 2020, we enter, as part of the global reset, a new phase of macroeconomic destabilization. So what the lockdown, now notice that all the lockdowns which were implemented by government, all the lockdowns were put in place as countermeasures to help us get through the COVID pandemic and the fallout from the vaccinations. So the lockdown basically is an economy killer, a nation killer. What the lockdowns have done on a global planetary level, it has caused the closure of the global economy, economic and social impacts, highly negative at the level of the entire planet. And so the globalist elite and the bankers and stuff are scrambling to create what they call an SAP, which is a structural adjustment program. Again, a lot of fancy words to try to hide from you that they're up to dirty stuff. So on March 11th, 2020, global adjustment, even that's a phony word, was not negotiated with national governments. So they didn't. Global adjustment means they're going to rewire and reconfigure the monetary system and the value of your dollar based on what is going to make the most money for them, not for you. They don't care about you. You understand that, right? It's not even remotely. The whole conceptualization that they care about you doesn't even exist in one molecule of their brain. They don't care about you. They intend to enslave you. You understand that, right? If you're under the delusion that what I'm telling you is a conspiracy theory, you are just like the Jews were when they were in denial, when they heard the rumors about what the Nazis were doing. And they kept saying, it can't happen here, it can't happen here. Well, American Christians are saying, it can't happen here, it can't happen here. And guess what? It is currently happening here. So what they do is they create these fancy names for their CYA programs. You know what that means, okay? And then, since they own all the media, they use massive media propaganda and pay off politicians to get their bills and their laws passed that will protect their money and increase their money. Remember, during this entire period of COVID pandemic, the billionaires have made in profit trillions and trillions of dollars in profit. So while you were losing money and fighting to keep up your standard of living, the financial elite were making trillions of dollars in new profit. What else did they do? They engineered, which means when they say they engineered, they created artificially social inequality. They created artificially impoverishment, which means making people poor deliberately, and they created the globalization of poverty with all their money and their power. So here's three global things that they did. They engineered social inequality. which simply means they created a super rich class and a super poor class. Then they engineered or created mass poverty or impoverishment. Everybody is much poorer now. And finally, they engineered the globalization of poverty, which means they spread global poverty everywhere to every nation on earth. This is very disturbing, okay? So let me ask you a question. You talk to your Christian friends. You talk to family members. You talk to people you know. And many of them are supportive of these measures. But I just told you what the measures did. And many of them are supporters of Klaus Schwab and the global reset because they think it's going to cause an economic miracle. But I already read you the data and the documentation and facts that the global reset is going to cause further mass poverty on a level you've never seen before. Don't you think it's time to do everything in your power to communicate, wake up, and educate your friends and people you know to what's really happening? Because the media is silent. The media is owned by those two globalist elite companies, Vanguard and BlackRock, that just happened to own every other major globalist corporation on planet Earth. Okay, so the powerful banking and financial interests at the International Monetary Fund, and for those of you that are longtime listeners of the Paul McGuire Report, I guess it was about 2 or 3 years ago, and I have it in my book. I have her quoted in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2. I quote and explain a lady named Christine, a French lady named Christine Lagarde, and she was the head of the International Monetary Fund. And she talked on video. I recorded it, and then I translated the recording to actual documented quotes, which I put in my books, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2. And when I outline for you what she's saying, she is a hardcore Luciferian and occultist that is actually running the nation's monetary supply. She's actually running the global monetary supply and system based totally on occultic numerology, occultic astrology, and occultic principles. And if you don't believe me, you could just watch her blab on for 2 hours at a session. It's documented. She's speaking at the prestigious Council on Foreign Relations. And yet her entire talk revolves around a very heavy-duty understanding of upper-level occultic and astrological principles. These are the people that are running the world. She's still one of the key people at the IMF, which works with the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. These people are high level Luciferians and occultists. They're the ones who are creating this new world order, which they now call the global reset. You're tracking with me, right? This is like evil. This is evil. Evil because every time you examine the documented results and projections of what their economic decisions do, you see nightmare, heartache, and horror. Okay, the hegemonic power structure of global capitalism. You've got to understand this. Forget about what you were brainwashed with in school. The idea that there is on one side communism, socialism, and Marxism versus capitalism on the other side is largely based on a lie. So what you've been taught, what the media teaches you, is based on a lie about money and power. You've got to understand that, or you're going to go into captivity and you will be a slave. The way the game is really played is this way. Forget about the false categorization of capitalism versus communism, capitalism versus socialism, capitalism versus Marxism. Forget about that. That's a complete non-truth. The way the game is really played is the world's super capitalists, the globalist elite, those that control global capitalism, are the ones that finance global resets, global communist revolutions, global Marxist revolutions, and global socialist revolutions. If you look behind the scenes, I've been working on this furiously in my brand new book, Power from On High, which you're going to get it now while it's available at a big financial discount. Go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. I've been working on this topic all day long, day after day, because what I expose in the book is that it was the globalist elite, the super capitalists, and I can name their names, their household words. They are the ones that finance both sides of World War II. They finance the communists, they finance the Nazis, and they finance the Americans. And they also finance like radical leftist groups, and they finance radical conservative or right-wing groups. It's part of their occult methodology. Okay. So big money, which is controlled by these 12 international banking families, including the billionaire foundations. Remember, the only purpose of a foundation is to shelter the wealth of the billionaires, trillionaires, and their children and grandchildren. The purpose of the big foundations has nothing to do with helping the poor, feeding the poor, and being good towards society. That's the lie they want to tell you about foundations. The true purpose of the big foundations is you can stash all your billions and trillions of dollars. You can stash it away secretly in your big foundations, and then legally you can pass along your trillions of dollars, your hundreds of billions of dollars. You can pass it along tax-free to your family members, your loved ones, relatives, et cetera, et cetera. Because the laws surrounding the big foundations enable you to do an end run around paying taxes. This is why the super wealthy are so easily able to pass on their massive wealth to their family members and their relatives. So we have the banking establishment, we have Wall Street, we have the big oil and energy conglomerates, the so-called defense contractors, big pharma, the biotech conglomerates, corporate media, telecom, communications, digital technology giants, together with a network of think tanks, lobby groups, and research labs, etc. The ownership of the intellectual property as it plays a central role, which is a polite way of saying they own everything and they have the intention of owning your DNA. So this creates a global digital financial decision-making network that does not have to rely on human decision-making, but the digital financial decision-making network involves relying on artificial intelligence, which interacts with creditors and banking institutions and the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, the World Bank, and many other global financial institutions. So, right now, one of the most powerful financial entities in the world are the giant investment portfolio conglomerates like BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Fidelity. These super capitalistic companies own the world, own the nation, own the politicians, and together they have combined assets of over $20 trillion. $20 trillion. And then it goes up even higher in different areas. In the upper echelons of the U.S. state apparatus in Washington, D.C., you have vast amounts of monies bankrolling the Pentagon, U.S. intelligence, research labs, the health authorities, Homeland Security, the U.S. State Department, including the operation of embassies in over 150 countries. Now, what's with the real economy and big money? So, these COVID lockdowns and the policies of the COVID lockdowns are creating and spearheading massive bankruptcies, massive poverty, and massive unemployment. It's a wrecking ball to our economy. Global capitalism doesn't operate in just one singular way. There's many flavors and styles to global capitalism. So we have to understand, as middle class and working class people, that the media will never report on it, but right now we're in a massive economic warfare or a class conflict between the super rich and the vast majority of the world's population. But because there's enormous rivalry within this capitalist system, and by rivalry I mean there's an all-out war between the big money capital, or what might be described as real capitalism, which consists of owning corporations in different areas of productive activity at the national and regional levels. And it also includes, to some degree, small and medium-sized companies. So, what is happening now with this war, or whatever you want to call it, with the Ukraine, Russia, NATO, etc., there is an acceleration on the ongoing process of the concentration of wealth and control of advanced technologies unprecedented in the history of mankind, whereby the all-powerful financial establishment, the multi-billion-dollar creditors, are poising themselves to seize the real assets of both bankrupt companies as well as the assets of individual states that are in financial trouble because they can't afford to pay their pensions, their retirement funds, et cetera, et cetera. The real economy means the economic landscape, or real, not bogus, economic activity. It means the correct utilization of productive assets like agriculture. Now, why would our government consistently wipe out the average American farmer and destroy the average American farmer's ability to bring in crops and make money on agriculture? When the value of food is needed more than ever before, why do these bureaucrats just artificially destroy the ability of our agricultural industry to do what it does best? So the financial industry, the economic and social infrastructure, investment opportunities, employment, jobs, the real economy at the global and national levels are deliberately in the crosshairs by the lockdown and closure of economic activity. In other words, the global lockdown due to COVID is causing the brakes to be slammed on all potential economic growth. The real economy at the global and national level is being targeted by the lockdown and closure of economic activity. Global governance. Now, so where this is where it's all going. Everything I've read you is vitally important. It's up to date. It's critical. But now this is the big enchilada. This is the goal. This is the secret agenda of the global reset and the super capitalists. Their ultimate agenda above everything is to create global governance, which is a fancy way of saying their agenda is to create an all-powerful global government, and their agenda is to create an all-powerful totalitarian state. So all of you Americans who once loved your freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you enjoyed your many, many blessings and freedoms as a free American because of a Christian-based Bill of Rights and Constitution. But secretly, our nation has been infiltrated over the last 60 years. Secretly, our nation has been infiltrated with transformational agents whose goal is to bring in a dictatorial totalitarian state that is super big brother, powerful, and evil, and monitors everything you do, think, breathe. That's where they're going. Don't think that's an error. That is the agenda. That is their ultimate goal. The individuals and organizations involved in the 2019, it was called the 201 simulation, are now involved in the actual management of the crisis, the COVID crisis, once it went live. So that's just a fancy way of saying that in October 2019, they did a simulation exercise where the actual management of the COVID crisis in connection with the World Health Organization and other UN organizations, they designated it a financial crisis and they called it the March lockdown. And the purpose of the March lockdown was to employ a wrecking ball to the economy. And that's what's been going on. The lockdown and disclosure of national economies triggered several waves of mass unemployment coupled with engineered bankruptcy, deliberately installed this bankruptcy on a global level with both small and medium-sized companies. And then the globalist elite, the globalist reset, Klaus Schwab. What's that thing you stick in your nose if they want to check if you got COVID? Is it a Schwab? No, it's a swab. I don't know what it is, but from now on, I'm in honor of Klaus Schwab, I'm going to refer to that like Q-tip device where they give you, they check your nose for bacteria. I'm going to officially designate that the Klaus Schwab COVID check. Sticking a object up your nose, swirling it for bacteria. A cotton Q-tip. Believe me, I'm tempted to go on, get really nasty here, but I put the brake on. So they're continuing with the lockdown. Now here's the other pinnacle of their hidden evil agenda. To use the COVID vaccination program to spearhead the installation of a global electronic totalitarian state, which the purpose of this global totalitarian state is to smash all forms of protest and resistance, code for get rid of democracy. The COVID vaccination program, including the embedded digital passport, is an integral part of the global totalitarian regime. And this is right out of Klaus Schwab's Global Reset manual. The infamous ID 2020, this is what it is. It's an electronic ID program that uses generalized vaccination as a platform for digital identity, which is a fancy way of saying they were able to use a vaccination, which is a genetic and biological electronic platform, for the purpose of your own private individualistic digital identity. The program harnesses existing birth registration vaccination operations to provide newborns with portable and persistent biometrically linked digital identity, red zones, face masks, social distancing, lockdown. Welcome, Brave New World. Welcome, Big Brother. Welcome, totalitarianism. Welcome, the World Economics Great Reset. So this, look. Let's not be stupid. The new normal is code for you're going to get ripped off big time, but we're just going to call it something ambiguous like the new normal. So let me translate the new normal for you. The correct translation of the term new normal means you will be poor, mass poverty. That is what the new normal is. Everybody will be poor, accept it. And the new normal consists of the totalitarian installation of a World Economic Forum called the Great Reset. Now, you really got to grab the bull by the horns and understand the subterfuge, the psyops of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. This is how it plays out. It's a big con game. Using COVID-19 lockdowns and restrictions to push through the Great Reset transformation, the Great Reset is being rolled out under the guise of a fourth industrial revolution in which older enterprises are deliberately and strategically and intentionally to be driven to bankruptcy and then absorbed by these giant globalist monopolies, effectively shutting down huge sections of the pre-COVID economy. So translate the old normal versus the new normal. In the old normal, you had a viable economy where people made money and people increased their income. That was the old normal. In the new normal, you will... I'm laughing because I feel like weeping. In the new normal, you're going to have massive amounts of businesses and jobs deliberately driven into bankruptcy and absorbed by these globalist corporations, which will result in the shutting down of huge sections of the pre-COVID economy or the old normal economy. See, every way you look at this, the old normal was better. You had more money, you had better jobs, you had better income. Every part of your life was significantly better for you, your family, and your loved ones under the old normal. The old normal was a winner. The new normal is a nightmare from hell. The new normal is going to bring about global poverty, global bankruptcy, and the global destruction of all kinds of businesses. And you say, well, I don't believe that. That's your problem right there. That's your problem, and I'm not trying to be offensive. That is your problem mentally. It's the problem of the vast majority of your friends, Christian and otherwise. I'm not saying all your friends, but the vast majority of your friends, the media, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not talking about you. You're using your brain or you wouldn't listen to the show. But what is happening right before your eyes is the collective bringing together of hundreds of millions of people in an effort, and they always use fancy words, to restructure their jobs. You know what restructure their jobs means? It means firing you from your current well-paying job, retraining and rehiring you for a very low-level, low-paying job. That's the new normal. Low-level, low-paying job. They are doing this intentionally. Wait. Do you understand this? I'm not trying to talk down to you. But this whole thing is an intentional strategy. They can't bring in the global reset unless they totally destroy America's economy and unless they totally destroy the global economy. You say, why? Because in order for their great heist plan, known as the Great Reset, to work, they have to artificially bankrupt, they have to artificially plunge into total poverty, they have to artificially seize the life savings, the pensions, the bank accounts of all hardworking class people, middle class people, people who work. They have to smash it globally. Why? Because that's the only way that they can create their one world economic system, their one world government. It's to equalize socialism. It's to redistribute the wealth and make everybody's income, everybody's pay, everybody's wealth all the same. Almost. Except when they make it all the same, the outcome will be to make everybody's income, everyone is equally poor, equally bankrupt, equally in debt. The whole world, including the United States now, the whole world is operating now on being just like any third world country. So America, the global reset is tough luck. Get used to it. You're going to have to love the new normal, which is learning how to love living in a new normal United States of America in which you're going to live in a redistribution of wealth. You're going to live like you lived in a third world nation like Cuba. And you will have the same lack of freedoms like Cuba and communist China. Do you understand where this is going? It's not a game and it's not a joke. And talk about pastors and talk about Christians and talk about Bible studies and talk about ministers. All of that, it's in their own language. The global reset will totally eradicate the public practice of Christianity. The global reset will wipe out churches, pastors, ministries, Bible teaching, evangelism, Christian values of any kind. It will all be nuked. It will all be destroyed. Christianity and its practice will be illegal. You will be thrown in jail or a concentration camp. The global reset has total pathological hatred and animosity for anything that has to do with the Bible or Christianity. Do you understand what's coming? It's not an exaggeration to say that some of you listening to me, your front door will be smashed down at some god-awful hour. They will seize your records and they will take you off to prison for the thought crime of reading the Bible. Oh, you say, oh, that's what you're exaggerating. Read history. What was that scenario? An exaggeration in communist China, communist Cuba, or Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany? No, it wasn't an exaggeration. Bankruptcies on family businesses are going to sweep the world. And then the jobless and the financial analysts predict that under the global reset, joblessness will skyrocket, and there will be countless millions of people who will be placed on some kind of universal basic income and have their debts, indebtedness, and bankruptcy on a massive scale. Okay, so on a massive scale, because the government created the lockdowns, which created the bankruptcies, created the restrictions, financial institutions are going to drive this financial reset. And the World Economic Forum says to the public, we will rent everything they require. So the way they plan to solve all your problems is you no longer get to own anything. You can participate in sustainable consumption, which means you will be allowed to rent everything, but you will not be allowed to own anything. Now, let me ask you this very simple question. All the globalist elite, all the super rich, all the super capitalists, all the wealthy, without exception, every globalist elite, every rich and wealthy person, they will be totally allowed to own absolutely everything. They will be able to own their cars, their multiple mansions, their massive acreage of land. They will be able to own their investments, their monies, their spaceships. Everything their hearts desire, the super rich will have the total legal right to own. You understand that now. They'll own everything. But for the average working class and middle class, by law, you will not be allowed to own anything. You will be a slave. You will be a renter. The borrower is the slave to the person who loans or rents. So this is all going to be driven by a Luciferian occult plan known as the global reset. And we're going to get it in. We've just touched the tip of the iceberg. A lot of this is going to happen in just 10 years. And I want to close by saying, I need you to go to paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. And I need you to stand with me. I need you to pray for me, my family, in this ministry. And I need you to make large donations, contributions, and gifts so that we can reach as many people as we can, as fast as we can. And then I need you to pass this information through the spreading of links. And I need you to engage in intense spiritual warfare for our nation, for yourselves, your families, for me and my family in this ministry. Visit paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. Nothing that I've shared with you today has been embellished or exaggerated. Become educated. Knowledge is power. I have so many books for you at super discounts, including my new one, which you can pre-order for a discount, called Power from On High. It is possible to turn this battle 180 degrees around. It still remains, even though the hour is extremely late, it still remains a winnable war. We only have to convince, we only have to communicate with just 10% of the population would create a tipping point. If you and I together united and put our efforts together, and we were able to communicate and convince just 10% of the population, give them the truth, give them the solutions, give them the message of salvation, we could turn our nation around today. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmaguire.us.